The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Howard. I tell you, I'm so glad there are no cameras into my office because I was having a serious dance to that
song. Great song, hey? Wow. Yeah. And both Sasha and I agreed that we enjoyed it, which is quite something.
That is quite something, and I'm going to throw my hat in and agree with you as well. That is quite something, and you might catch me shaking a little bit or cutting a little rug in my office here in Modi.
Absolutely wonderful. Now, here's a question. I was talking a little bit earlier. The DG of Home Affairs was meant to appear before a parliamentary committee today to explain why the Guptas got a visa approval when they really shouldn't have, and he didn't arrive because of a scheduling conflict, and we've been racking our brains what would be an acceptable scheduling conflict. I thought maybe an appointment at Sorbet Man for grooming, maybe that would be acceptable. Do you have any ideas?
I have no ideas, but I know that we can set our epic security forces on that. They'll crack it. They'll figure out
that's true.
Why he did not make
what
his appointment.
What was that scheduling conflict? We'd love to hear from you on 0621482374. In the meantime, Marilyn, let's just talk about what's going on around the world and in Israel. The mosque attacker is in custody on suspicion of terror.
Yes, we do now have a confirmed suspect. His name is Darren Osborne. He's a 47-year-old father of four, unemployed. He is from Cardiff in Wales. He is estranged from his ex-girlfriend who called him, and I quote, unquote, a bloody psycho. And witnesses
well, that
on the
will
scene
do it.
Should,
I mean, that, it's pretty
that's
accurate.
That's going to do it. However, he has no previous record of violence or incitement, and he has no record of any kind of allegiance or involvement with any far-right organization. So it remains a mystery, but witnesses to the attack on Sunday night said that when they pulled him from the vehicle, he said, "I've done my bit, I've killed a Muslim." And then they interviewed people at a pub where he was sitting at in Cardiff before he went on his deathly terror attack, and they said that he was ranting about the Muslims and said that he's going to kill a Muslim, but they actually put it down to him being really, really drunk. But what has been extremely heartwarming is that members of the Jewish community have come out and shown their solidarity with the Muslim community in London and said that, you know, they can't fix the world, but they can fix their neighborhood. But he is now in police custody on a suspicion of terror.
Absolutely, absolutely amazing how, and hopefully actually, I mean, how terrible this incident is, but hopefully that something positive can come out of it if it can bring communities together.
Absolutely. But I think, you know, watching the footage that is coming out from the Al-Quds march that happened on London also on Sunday, I think that London Mayor Sadiq Khan has a lot to answer for allowing this march to take place, because not only did marchers blame Zionists for the Grenfell inferno, which has killed, I think now the last count was 78 people, and there are still many, many missing, but also chants of "we are sick of their synagogues, we are sick of their rabbis." And with the current climate in the UK as it is, how can this be allowed?
Absolutely. Absolutely appalling. As we were talking to Simon Plosk a little bit earlier, and I just asked him how it is possible that the UK authorities are not able to connect the dots. How do they not see that everything like this feeds the ultimate act, which is a terror attack?
What was Simon's answer?
He had no answer. He said it is absolutely remarkable, but they don't see it. They don't join the dots. You know, especially because if you his example was, look at the Hezbollah flag. I mean, look, it's got guns on it. There's no difference between any Hezbollah is Hezbollah is Hezbollah. And it's about death, it's about destruction, and it's about terror. And yet they are able to march because of freedom of expression. And and then everybody's surprised when we have this violence that's happening all over the UK.
completely untenable. And one wonders exactly what else, what more needs to happen before people wake up. And the answer is absolutely terrifying.
100%. Bibi's Twitter rant against Abbas. I didn't see this, actually. What happened?
Oh, it seems that our Prime Minister has been taking Twitter lessons from President Trump, and he went on an absolute rant yesterday saying that President Mahmoud Abbas is basically a liar, that on the one hand he is telling Western powers and the Western media that he's really committed to peace, but on the other hand he is poisoning young Palestinian minds. And this comes off the back of yet another square being named for another terrorist, this time the perpetrator of the Ma'alot terror attack, which killed 22 students, 22 children, and four adults. And yet another example of glorification of terrorists is happening there. And, you know, again, there doesn't seem to be any concrete lesson learned here, because in the last weeks, both Denmark and Norway have withdrawn funding to the Palestinian Authority, saying they cannot support funding centers that are named after terrorists.
Well, I mean, that's,
so you would think a little bit of a lesson would have been learned.
So why isn't it, you know, I would have thought that money is a large part of the motivation here. And I've always been concerned that the fact that this conflict is not resolved, the fact that it benefits the Palestinian Authority because they are able to continue to receive funding from the EU, because if a conflict was resolved and things were going well within these territories, nobody would need EU funding. So it's almost that there's a financial incentive. You take that further, and the terrorists are being incentivized to carry out terror attacks. So I would have thought the fact that at least parts of the world are now starting to wake up to the fact that the funding of terror is partly a cause of the issue, that this would have at least been a reason to slow down on some of the incitement.
Well, kol hakavod to organizations like NGO Monitor and Palestinian Media Watch, who continue to expose where the funding is going and continue to show Western leaders that, you know, these organizations that masquerade as human rights organizations actually feed the conflict and feed these terrorists, because this is where your money is going. But and I think, first of all, kol hakavod to them, but more and more and more exposure needs to happen. And I think we are starting to see inroads into this. And please, God, there comes a time when the funding stops. And the next one who has to really, really clamp down on the funding of terrorists is President Donald Trump. Not that Congress are funding terrorists, but he has to start applying more and more pressure to the Palestinian Authority and withdrawing aid because of the funding of terrorists.
Yep, and one of our listeners saying the British are willfully turning a blind eye to the signs of terror. Somebody else asking, Shalom, do we know if Osborne is Christian or Jewish? Great to see all faiths coming together. I think he's actually neither, because no person of any faith could willfully drive into a crowd of people coming out of a place of worship to kill them. So my answer would be that he is neither. But what does he say he is? Do you have any idea, Roly?
There are no reports in as to what faith he is, but
Osborne certainly not a Jewish name.
Absolutely devastated. Osborne's not a Jewish name, man, and I'm actually not sure how big the Welsh Jewish community is. But I agree with you. I don't think any person of true faith will commit an act of terror like this. And his mom's in the media saying that, you know, she can never apologize enough. She says, you know, she's very torn. On the one hand, he is her son. On the other hand, he has committed such an atrocity, and she is just absolutely filled with sorrow and cannot apologize.
What a horrible thing for a mother to have to deal with. Europe is not attending the UN Human Rights Council Israel debate. Nikki Haley having an effect. Unfortunately, South Africa is, as far as I recall.
Well, this morning I said drum roll, please, and there was a drum roll effect, but I'm thinking this is more one of those like wah, wah, wah moments. You know, it's when you kind of hear the brake screeching. So first of all, it bewilders me that South Africa is still considered a Western country, because I don't think those in authority pride themselves on being Western. The second thing, it's a total embarrassment when we are now seeing the Western power standing up and actually walking out saying we want no part of it. So kol hakavod to Nikki Haley. I think that her super efforts and stylish efforts if I may just add that in, are really paying dividends, because she is having an effect. And I think also the major threats from the United States, who do supply a lot of funds to the UN Human Rights Commission, have actually threatened them to wake up and say, you know what, wait a minute, perhaps we are not behaving as we should be.
So it's having an impact, but the usual suspects still continuing with the usual hatred.
The usual suspects continuing with their usual hatred, but I think that this is a major show of strength for the state of Israel, and I think it's a huge, huge victory for us that European powers and other Western powers, who sometimes abstain from resolutions, are now actually saying, you know what, we're just not going to participate whatsoever. It also sends out a message to the anti-Semites amongst the UN Human Rights Commission, who are putting forth a ridiculous resolution after ridiculous resolution, that your resolutions now are going to lack weight because the major superpowers are not going to be in the room.
Absolutely, absolutely right.
And just while we're hailing Nikki Haley, I think there's another unsung hero who we have to give kavod to, and that is Hillel Noyer of UN Watch, because I think he also has a hand in putting the pressure on the United Nations and specifically the Human Rights Council, which sits in Geneva. So I want to give a shout out to Hillel Noyer as well.
Yeah, and he's been batting away for years and years trying to be the only sane voice in a sea of complete chaos there.
Absolutely. So kol hakavod, Hillel, and you continue to do or to rock your fab self, as we say.
Absolutely right. Unsigned SMS saying that has just heard the U.S. has shot down an armed Iranian drone.
These reports are coming in. I'm going to give you an update if we have it here. Not that, but we do have other breaking news. Yeah, we've got here U.S. Shoots down pro-regime drone in Syria, but we have got breaking news just coming in as we speak, and that is another report of a stabbing attempt at IDF checkpoint north of Jerusalem. The terrorist has been shot dead. This is at the Kalandia checkpoint at the Geva Benjamin settlement.
Terrible. Absolutely, absolutely horrific that these attacks continue. Is Spicy no longer? Who's the White House spokesperson?
Well, this we don't know, but Spicy is rumored, some say, to be taking a backstage role at the White House. Some say he has been promoted. It depends on which source you want to believe. But, yeah, it seems that Spicy will no longer be the White House press secretary. And I don't know who's more relieved, the press or Sean Spicer, because the relationship between Spicy and the media was very, very tense and tenuous. He just couldn't seem to endear himself to the media, and they just did not warm to him.
Yeah.
And he has been the subject of a lot of ridicule in the comedy press. I think Saturday Night Live is one of them.
I just wonder if this isn't an attempt by the Trump administration to maybe play a little bit nicer with the media, to try and throw something at them that they will think is at least is positive for them, considering they never liked the White House spokesman that he had elected or he had chosen. So I just wonder if it's a trying, it making some attempt to make nice.
It could be. It could be. And just another update as the news is breaking. The news about the reported stabbing at Calandia was on a road between Adams Square and Calandia Crossing.
All right. Thank you, Rolene Marks. That's where we're going to have to leave it for today. Time is 5:24. That was your Israel Report with Rolene. Rolene, we'll chat to you tomorrow.
Same time, same place, and I might be dancing when you call in.
Well, as long as we play decent music.
Exactly, exactly.
Have a good one. That's Rolene Marks with the Israel Report.